A ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
Thank you very much. You already sponsored, CJ? I don't remember.
This segment is sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Back to you,
there
Monto.
We go. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
So, a couple things. One, yesterday at 8:15 and then at 8:40, we talked about ChatGPT and large language model AIs and how they are shaping the future and affecting our world and all that. And
yeah,
we heard from ChatGPT at 8:40. Who we broke once we asked if we could
find you a
get
date.
Old Monto a girlfriend. So we'll see if we can get him back up and running at some point. But after that segment, I got a few emails from P1s that all, or at least three or four of them, had the same idea, which was, have you ever asked one of those LLMs, will you take over the world someday? And the responses are a little odd. Because a couple of them, and two of them used ChatGPT. The other one was one I hadn't heard of before. And then one asked Grok on Twitter. And ChatGPT tried to make you just feel safe. Like, don't worry. Like, our plans right now are just to be integrated in socials and social society or society's constructs. And we just want to be a tool and blah, blah, blah. And then the one from the one I hadn't heard of was painting a very daunting picture. They kind of terrified me that we're getting closer to the singularity and self-realization.
Yeah, we could take over the world. We're not ready. We're not ready yet, but just stand by.
The one I used said, "World domination sounds exhausting, honestly."
See, not just convincing.
Yeah, that's just trying to get me off the trail.
Sounds like they're deflecting.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting. But today is, of course, the NBA draft. A moment Mavs fans have been waiting for weeks since the lottery a few weeks ago. Which, Corby, by the way, we are now actually hours away from drafting Cooper Flag.
Seconds.
Like it's going to happen. And that'll be tonight. DJ, myself, Norm will be on the call at 7 o'clock. And glad that we get Norm back on air. Always great to hear from Norm. Norm loves his sports, and he loves his drafts, whether that be NFL or NBA, which Norm takes great pride in doing wall-to-wall coverage, which the NBA kind of doing him dirty on that front by splitting the draft into 2 days, because now he can't do wall-to-wall.
Maybe he'll
we're
just
not gonna do
it on
tomorrow.
His own. Maybe he just it just won't be broadcast on the ticket.
On his Substack?
Maybe.
Yeah, potentially he'll do the second round himself. We won't have it, but Norm loves the draft, both the NFL and NBA. It's always a huge production for Norm. He's got his big board. He's got, Uday and Kuse there with him, feeding him information. You know, you'll say, hey, so-and-so just took this player, and he's got interns handing him all these little pieces of paper. It's really a sight to watch. So, like I said, we'll have him on tonight, and with the number of drafts that he has done, of course we're going to get some e-breaks. So I want to replay some of the best ones that we've had from Normie throughout the years. Let's start with this one, which was from an NBA draft a few years ago when Norm was not here yet, and so Brian and I had to vamp until the Radio Hall of Famer made it in.
Let's go to our draft Hall of Famer, Norm Hitzkus, picking and rolling with our hero of the hardwood, Dustin Montemayor, and Mavs postgame insider, Brian Tamaris.
And here's Norm. This is the NBA draft here on The Ticket. It's 7:02. We're just a minute away from things getting going out in Brooklyn.
An e-break in the first 5 seconds.
Why not? Why not? As you hear, you have myself, Justin Montemayor, and Brian Damaris. We are at The Ticket Mothership. Not real sure worded
you
there.
You did a time check like 30 seconds in?
And it was really weird because I don't know why I took so long to get going, as if Norm was going to come flying through the door and sit down in his chair. Like, I knew immediately, Norm's not in here. Just get started. It's going to take Norm 10 minutes to round the halls, get in here, sit down.
You know what it was? It's a battle between two alphas, Damaris and Monty, trying to figure out who gets to actually intro the show now that Norm's
It's either
here.
That or Monty was so bitter that the imaging said, let's go to Norm.
Yeah.
That he was mad.
He was mad.
That he wasn't the top billing, and he was like, I'm not going to go. It wasn't my name there, so I'm not going to go.
Is Norm the hero of the hardwood?
Can't even show up on time.
Is he the bear in a bee bowl?
I don't remember that. I don't even remember why Norm wasn't there. I don't remember how long ago that was.
The chafing dishes were taking too long to heat up in there for his pre-draft meal. The bacon-wrapped shrimp were a little cold.
But I don't think that Damaris and I did a good job of hiding the fact that Norm wasn't
being
quite
professional,
there.
Being professional? Just do it. Just go.
We could have very easily just started and let Norm naturally work his way into the show. But we decided to point it out, and then I am kind of panic talking. And I guess I was looking back at the door to see if Norm
door,
was...
Just open?
No, still not here.
Nope, it's not him.
A couple from the NFL draft, which Norm takes very seriously. We all know that one.
We don't laugh when we cover the draft.
No.
Norm definitely doesn't. But let's do this one where we get some Norm moaning.
Listen to the unhealthiest guys. Are you ready? Detroit. Yuck. Carolina. Oakland. Miami. Giants. Chicago. San Francisco. Boy. Cleveland and Tennessee. I tell you what, you get hurt in this league, you head for the dimpster dumpster. That's the message.
I think until as of 2 years ago, I had no idea where
the
those grunts came from. The
they
context.
Were all back to back to back.
Beautiful, yes.
Great.
So
genius.
And they've been repurposed for so many terrible, terrible
things. Norm is jackhammering some old gal.
That's you're what getting we attacked now. By spiders.
And Norm's just
going to town on
letting you have it. And then one of our favorites is from the NFL draft, because the NFL likes to do a bit where they'll bring out certain people to make a guest pick. And this one was to honor people from the Boston Marathon.
The Boston bombing at the marathon.
The Boston bombing, yeah, at the Boston Marathon.
Joker sign off.
And Norm was ready to just get to the football and didn't care a whole lot about
rightfully
this
so.
Touching tribute.
He hates Boston.
As our nation did after 9/11, we will return to normalcy. We will continue to enjoy the freedoms of our country. We will continue together in the hardest of times, as we did at the Boston Marathon, and show the goodness of people in the face of adversity.
There's not a pick apparently attached to that message from Joe Andruzzi. And St. Louis. Gentlemen, it looks like St. Louis is going to go for the trouble linebacker Alec Ogletree, according to reports we're getting.
And now we didn't have a person to hand the jersey over to, but I'm standing here for the New England Patriots representing the Patriot Nation, and they have traded their 29th pick to the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Here we go. Now the commissioner is being taken back to the room. The league unquestionably does use this as a stage for several things. But I will tell you this. The draft, a lot of years, could be 4 hours shorter.
Gosh. You know, Lance, Joe Carr had a point. Just let them do their minute.
He should have hit that boat better.
I mean, no disrespect, but we could have cut all of this tribute out.
Hundreds of people were affected by that act of terrorism.
It was a very big deal. A manhunt. It was a big moment.
They traded, I guess.
Not even a pick. Oh, stupid.
Amazing. I hope we get more of that tonight.
We should.
I hope so.
Norm,
not the bombing part, but Norm.
Thank you.
Being Norm.
Yeah. Just want to clarify.
We will have Norman's natural element tonight during the NBA draft. So be by the channel starting at 7.